Welcome to this Friday edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. Dave Ball here along with Crown CEO Chuck Bentley. And Chuck, it's good to be back.
Well, it's good to have you back. We missed you, and you've been out of town, and now you're here, and I know our listeners are glad to hear that other voice on the program.
Well, I am glad to be back, and I'm glad to be back today specifically because I know we've got some information that's going to help people.
Well, Dave, people are still adjusting to the results of the election, and certainly we all are.
Yeah.
But life goes on, and there's a lot of things happening in the economy that I want to be sure that we keep our eyes on. We're going to talk about the federal rate cut, the short-term interest rate cut that just happened, and all the implications of that. I think it's going to be a very practical, helpful, informative program today.
Well, Chuck, before we get there, there has been a lot of news about GM, Chrysler, possible deal there, and then obviously the slide in auto sales. And that has produced both a good and bad scenario. What are some of the things that are coming out of that?
Well, Dave, you read the news like I did that October had a 30% plunge in sales from the previous October, so they experienced the lowest sales month since the recession in 1992, which is just really abysmal. I mean, they're in deep trouble out there. General Motors is in trouble. Ford's in trouble. Chrysler's in trouble. It's a hard time for them, and so there's some bad news. Number one, if you want to buy a car right now, you're probably going to have cash or certainly have excellent credit and be pre-approved to be able to do so. A second, we're going to see a lot of dealers fail. The National Auto Dealers Association said 700 to 1,000 dealers may close their doors in 2009. That's going to hurt. Also, you're going to see if any of the big three go out of business, that they're not going to be around for post-warranty service. And it's going to be unprecedented. It's a really difficult time right now in the car business.
Well, what are some of the upsides to the situation?
You know, Dave, the good news is that there is a glut of cars out there, and so the demand is very, very weak. It's created a buyer's market. And if you're in the market for a new car, experts are saying November of 2008 may be the very best opportunity you've ever had to buy a new car and to get a great dealer incentive. They're saying that dealer incentives are increasing just from October into November. So if you're in the market for a car and you can pay cash and you're willing to shop really hard, you're going to get a great deal. I recommend that if you're going to buy new, keep it for at least 10 years. That's the average age of the car of a car on the road today. Buy it, hold it, get a great value right now.
Well, Chuck, thanks for the good advice. And in just a moment, we'll return and talk about the impact of the Federal Reserve rate cut. You're listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. We'll be right back.
Having trouble keeping up with the latest job trends? Not sure where you fit into the marketplace of the 21st century? Well, let me introduce you to a revolutionary career assessment system based on the timeless truth of the Bible. Career Direct from Crown Financial Ministries. Career Direct is designed to help you maximize your God-given talents by focusing on the four critical components in career selection: personality, interests, skills, and values. Most other career guidance tools only analyze a couple of those. Thanks to cutting-edge technology, this comprehensive assessment can be completed in about an hour. And since it's online, once you're done, Career Direct will give you a thorough but easy-to-read personalized report. If you'd like to join the over 120,000 people who have already benefited from using Career Direct, go to crown.org. Find out where God intends for you to fit into the workforce of the 21st century by using the Career Direct Complete Guidance System at crown.org.
Welcome back to this edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. Dave Ball here along with Crown CEO Chuck Bentley. And Chuck, very recently, in an attempt to reignite the economy, the Federal Reserve joined central banks across the globe, and they coordinated a rate cut that slashed short-term interest rates by up to 50 basis points. Now, I know there's a group of our audience that when they hear that, they know exactly what we're talking about. And then there's a whole other sector like me who, when they hear that, they think that sounds good, but I have no idea what does that mean to cut the rate by 50 basis points and what's a short term. What are some of the basics around this that can help us kind of get our arms around when we hear this information?
Well, Dave, what this means is that the U.S. federal funds rate is now at 1.5%. And that's the rate that the Federal Reserve loans money to other banks. Okay. So what it means is they've lowered the price of borrowing money. That's what it means when the rate comes down.
Okay.
So the banks can borrow money at a less expensive rate, and then they can turn around and lower their rates at which they loan it out, which means there's cheaper money for you and me in various different places. And what they're attempting to do, Dave, and this is very important, we're in a time in the history of this country where 70% of the gross domestic product is driven by the consumer, not by the industrial sector, not by the manufacturing sector.
Mm-hmm.
So when consumer spending declines, the gross domestic product of our country will decline because it's tied to the health of the consumer. And consumer spending is largely driven by borrowing. We borrow money from most of our purchases in our culture.
Sure.
So if we can get the cost of borrowing down, that means more borrowing will occur. That means the gross domestic product goes up. Now, here's the dilemma. This is not a good thing, Dave. It's a good thing from the standpoint that we all want the economy to grow.
Sure.
We all want to see the economy do well. But we're stuck in that it's on the back of increasing the indebtedness of the consumer. Now, if you're wise with debt and you use it well, then certainly there's going to be some benefits to you of this rate cut. But it's interesting how it's not going to happen across the board. And I think today we want to talk specifically about some different categories, because people are always asking us, why haven't mortgage rates come down?
Sure. Well, and that's probably the number one place that we're all looking at, especially if you have an adjustable rate mortgage. Is this going to affect that kind of a mortgage?
Well, put yourself in this situation. Let's say that you wanted to go into business today, and someone said, great, I'm going to give you a bunch of money, and I want you to make loans on it. Now, there's been a housing meltdown. There's been rising foreclosure rates. There's been declining home prices. And there's a very low investor appetite to buy the mortgages that you might make. Are you interested in making mortgages? Are you?
Not terribly.
No. See, that's the problem.
Sure.
We think just because the rate of borrowing from the Fed comes down, that the lender, the bankers or the mortgage brokers would say, great, I'm going to pass that on to you. You know what? They don't want to pass that on. They don't want to be making a lot of loans right now. In other words, the mortgage business right now is high risk. And they don't know where's a safe place to go. They don't want to loan into areas where values are declining. And so what we're seeing is that mortgage rates are roughly the same levels they were last year at this very same time. Isn't that fascinating that overall they haven't come down at all, although the price of money has come down? And that's because there's a great risk in the mortgage business. Now, let's talk specifically about fixed rate mortgages, Dave. Obviously, if you have a fixed rate mortgage, your rate is fixed.
Correct.
Right? I mean, I have a fixed rate. Do you have a fixed rate?
Absolutely.
Yeah, so it's locked in. It's going to be the same for the remaining balance that I have on my mortgage. But if you're in the market for a fixed rate mortgage, which I highly recommend over the alternative, which is adjustable rate, if you're in the market for a fixed rate mortgage, don't expect those rates to come down. For a 30-year conforming fixed rate mortgage, they've been averaging about 6.23%. And there's not going to be any substantial decline at all because the lenders aren't real excited about being in that business right now.
Well, what about an adjustable rate mortgage for those that have either a first or second that's an adjustable rate?
Well, there is a lot of downward pressure for adjustable rate mortgages. And if you are in an adjustable rate mortgage and you get the opportunity for that to be reset, the good news is that it looks like this is going to push the rate down somewhat, not substantially, but somewhat. And that's part of the idea, is that they hope people can avoid a foreclosure when they reset the rates on those adjustable rate terms. The Fed are hoping that people who have an adjustable rate mortgage, when their rate is reset or readjusted, that they will get a lower price and it'll make their mortgage payments more affordable.
Sure.
I highly recommend, if they can, at some point to convert into a fixed rate mortgage and get out of the adjustable rate altogether. But don't expect a big adjustment. Around this time last year, the adjustable rate mortgages were going for 6.29%. Last week, I think they were down to 6.22%. So that's almost the same as a fixed rate. If you're in the market for a mortgage, go with the fixed rate and lock it in.
Well, what about HELOCs or home equity lines of credit? Any change there?
Well, what experts are saying is that homeowners that have had home equity line of credits with a fixed rate obviously won't see any change in their payments. In fact, the housing meltdown, as it worsens, interest rates on HELOCs are in fact going to go up, the same dynamic that's happening with other fixed rate form of lending. Current average for a HELOC is about 8.17%. That's up from 6 months ago. Now, Dave, that's where people got in trouble.
Sure.
The HELOC. It sounds so wonderful, and there's a lot of people out there selling the idea to leverage your equity, to create equity velocity. They've got some sophisticated terms for it. But I think we ought to return to this saying, home sweet home equity. You know, we have a little sign that my great-grandmother, Anne's great-grandmother, cross-stitched. It says home sweet home. Mm-hmm. And what I think it should say below there is home sweet home equity. And don't borrow against your equity. Many people did it to get out of trouble, but borrowing from one source to pay another source that you've borrowed is always a bad idea.
Well, what about those that have an adjustable rate HELOC?
Well, adjustable rates, this could be good news because if you're in trouble on your HELOC and the price of money is coming down, you could expect some reduction in your HELOC if you have an adjustable rate because they typically want to be sure that you're in good enough shape to pay that back as well. And so some experts are saying that probably it's not going to be immediate, but sometime within the next quarter, you're going to see if your HELOC is up for adjustment, you're going to see an opportunity to lower that, which is a great thing. And
sure.
I would highly recommend, Dave, that if you have a home equity line of credit, make it a priority to get it completely paid for.
Well, Chuck, in just a moment, we're going to take a break. And when we come back, let's talk about credit cards. Let's talk about CDs, money market accounts, and money market funds.
We'll do that, Dave.
You're listening to Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. If you've missed any portion of today's broadcast, you can always go to crown.org, select the radio button there on the homepage, and you can find today's program as well as other archived programs from Money Life. We'll take a short break and be right back.
You know, the Bible says to train up your children in the way they should go, and that includes teaching them God's way of managing money. But how do you make learning the basics about money easy for kids ages 3 and up? Try the ABCs of Money package from Crown Financial Ministries. The ABCs of Money package has two interactive ways for children to learn what the Bible says about money. First, there's the ABC Learning Bank. It has three detachable compartments made in the shape of the letters A, B, and C. Your kids will use one for giving, one for saving, and one for spending. The package also comes with the ABCs of Handling Money God's Way student workbook. Through an interesting study, simple Bible studies, and fun, hands-on activities, your kids will learn not only about money, but also some important things about God. Invest in the future of your children by teaching them God's way of managing money with the ABCs of Money package. It's available at crown.org. That's crown.org.
Welcome back to this edition of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. Dave Ball here along with Crown CEO Chuck Bentley. And we're talking today about the impact of the recent cut in short-term interest rates by the Federal Reserve. And Chuck, probably the place that people will feel it most day-to-day, any kind of interest expenses, is in the area of credit cards.
Well, obviously, Dave, credit cards are the most expensive form of debt that most of us have. And unfortunately, we're not going to see any relief due to this federal fund rate cut because credit cards are pegged to the prime rate. And the cumulative impact of the rate cuts over the past year is just not going to make any difference at all because even though it's tied to the prime rate, we're pretty much at the floor. And so most banks are trying to get high return on their performing credit card debt. They're just not going to lower it hardly any at all. So don't expect any good relief in that area from this rate cut.
Well, Chuck, we hear from so many people that the place that they get in trouble and have gotten in trouble is credit cards. And yet we have done programs that credit cards in and of themselves are not evil. It is the misuse of credit cards that that gets people in trouble. And certainly it's too bad that the interest rate cuts isn't going to help that. But maybe perhaps it's another way of just helping us get back on track.
Well, Dave, I think it's silly to say that credit cards are evil and to think that, you know, nobody should have them and Christians ought to, you know, burn them and those kind of things. The real issue is our self-control. And if you have self-control, then you can use money wisely. You can use credit card wisely. All those things, that get people in trouble come back to their attitudes, their belief, and their behavior around money, not the money itself. Money is morally neutral. But if we don't know how to handle it, then we can get into trouble. And certainly people get into trouble by mismanaging credit cards. They don't read the fine print. They don't read the offering when they come in the mail. They just sign up and take what they get. But my point is that you should be a great manager of your credit card. Ann and I have used the same one for years and years and years. We particularly like it because of the rewards that it offers us. We feel like, and we never pay interest and we never paid late fees because we'd pay it off every month. We don't carry a balance forward and we get nice benefit from it. And it really helps with some ease of transactions. So we're not anti-credit card. We are anti-abuse of credit card and mismanagement of credit cards. And if you're having trouble with the rate on your credit card, go to bankrate.com, shop around, find a better rate, and switch your balance over to a carrier where you can get the lowest possible rate and start paying it off every month.
Well, Chuck, the short-term interest rate cut not only has an effect on debt and borrowing, it also has an effect on our investments.
Well, absolutely, Dave. And this is going to be some of the bad news of this interest rate cut, because we've been in an environment where the banks were having trouble with liquidity. In other words, there was not enough money in the banks. They were having greater losses than they were earnings. And so what they wanted to do is to get more deposits. And in this liquidity crisis, before the federal bailout came, they were offering relatively high interest rates on certificates of deposits and any money market accounts to bring in more money into the bank to help them with their liquidity. So it was odd that there was a banking crisis, and yet the rates were going up at major banks to try to get your money to come back in, because people were afraid and the money was going out. So they raised their rates. Now, here's what's happened. With the new bailout program, the liquidity problems are going to go away. So what's going to soon happen is these CD rates are going to start to unwind pretty quickly, and they're going to get low because the price of money is going down. The price of borrowing is going down, and so the return to the bank is going down, and what they're able to pay out is going to go down. Many people are predicting that the yield on CDs is going to start unwinding. It's going to get pretty ugly. And now is an opportunity to act fast, to lock into a one-year, maybe a six-month or a one-year CD rate. They're currently averaging between 2 and 2.5%. That's according to bankrate.com. And if you're dependent on that kind of rate, go ahead and lock it in, because it may get far less than that when new terms are offered after this rate cut.
Chuck, after that CD matures, and let's say it matures and the rates dropped, is there another vehicle that they should look at or stay with the money market? Should we stick it in our mattress? What should we do?
Well, you're going to see a very low yield. And, of course, if we go into inflation, Dave, it's probably not going to even keep up with the inflation rate. So you're basically just parking it in a safe spot where, you know, there is a benefit for safety. And if in these cases, they're FDIC insured, Dave. And if you go out fishing for a greater yield or a greater return, you're going to have greater risk. And if you're a fixed income person, you're in your retirement years, you still want the FDIC insurance of $250,000 per account or $500,000 per joint account. So I would say don't be too quick to go looking for a higher yield, because you're going to put it at risk.
Well, Chuck, what about money market funds? Are they a good place to go?
Well, Dave, a money market fund is basically a mutual fund that is required by law to invest in low-risk securities. So it tries to mirror what a money market account is, but they're two different things. A money market account is not at risk. It's FDIC insured. It's a fixed rate that the bank is paying you to have your money. But a money market fund is actually at risk. It's a mutual fund that's invested in low-risk securities, bonds and other things. But what we're going to see is that even that rate is going to go down, because the amount of return they can get for the low-risk securities, bonds and other things is going to get hit. So my recommendation is you're probably going to get a little bit higher yield in a money market fund versus a money market account. One advantage would be to put it in a tax-free money market fund. That yield alone would be better than, even if you're only getting 1.5% or 2%, that yield alone of having the tax-free advantage would make it worthwhile. But don't forget, you are going to have the money at risk.
Chuck, we've covered a lot of ground today. What does this all mean?
Good news, cost of money is going down. If you're upside down and you need to refinance your home mortgage or your adjustable rate mortgage or your HELOC, the rates are probably going to get enticing. So that's some good news.
Well, that is good news. You're listening to Money Life. We'll take a short break and we'll be right back.
Running a successful business in this very challenging economy takes more than hard work and a business degree. It takes time-proven principles of leadership, decision-making, and people skills, and a coach to help you navigate these uncharted waters. Business by the Book brings the brightest minds in history to bear on the most important issues facing your business today. Business by the Book provides a step-by-step outline from God's Word on topics such as hiring and firing, pay increases and promotions, management team selection, and much more. Authored by well-known financial expert Larry Burkett, Business by the Book offers a biblical worldview to businesses of all types. Whether you're a startup or an established firm, Business by the Book will coach you through important decisions and guide you each step of the way from God's Word. Business by the Book is available now at crown.org. That's crown.org. Log on, order your copy, and begin enjoying the satisfaction of running your business by the book today.
Welcome to this final segment of Money Life from Crown Financial Ministries. And Chuck, we're still all adjusting to the results of the election. But in the scope of eternity and in the scope of what this all means in the greater scheme of things, you really have a word for us today.
Well, Dave, anytime there's an election, there's major change, and it creates uncertainty. I read an article the other day that on the morning after the election, half the people were excited and half were gravely disappointed.
Right.
And I certainly know which camp I'm in.
Sure.
But it reminded me of some of the great heroes of the faith that we read about in Scripture that went a different tack, that chose not to put their hope in their government or their hope in their leader. And in Hebrews 11:24, I'm mindful of these words. It says, "By faith Moses, when he had grown up, refused to be known as the son of Pharaoh's daughter." In other words, Moses had the opportunity to be an insider with the most powerful man on the face of the earth. And he said he refused. He was related. He could have said, "I'm going to wear that identity. My worldly identity is great. I could just go over to that side and say, I want to be identified with the ruling party." And it says he chose not to. And in verse 25, it said, instead, he chose to be mistreated along with the people of God rather to enjoy the pleasures of sin for a short time. He regarded disgrace for the sake of Christ as of greater value than the treasures of Egypt. In other words, he said, I will be a nobody, because I would rather be aligned with the people of God and Jesus Christ and to serve him rather than to get all the treasures of Egypt, which the king could have provided, which the Pharaoh could have provided. It said because he was looking ahead to his reward. In other words, he saw something greater than being important in the eyes of man and being a big deal as Pharaoh's son. And listen to this, Dave. By faith, he left Egypt, not fearing the king's anger. He did not care what the king thought. He cared what God wanted him to do, and God had asked him to leave. Hmm. It said he persevered because he saw him who is invisible. Hmm. It says he saw the invisible one. In other words, God was so real to him that the anger of man, even the most powerful man on the face of the earth, did not intimidate him. And I think that's where we are, Dave. For those of you who are fearful today, don't be afraid. For those of you who are jubilant and excited, don't get too excited. Don't put your identity in a king, in a president, in any man. Put your hope, put your trust in God. Look to the one who is invisible. He transcends all governments. He transcends all kingdoms. And he's the only one who won't disappoint you.
Hmm. Well, if you missed a portion of today's broadcast, you can always go to crown.org to hear it again. Just click on the radio button and follow the directions there. Also, check out our new feature, the Hope, Help, and Insight banner there on crown.org. We'll take you to a place to find all kinds of information that's pertinent for you today. Well, for Chuck Bentley and the entire staff at Crown Financial Ministries, Dave Ball here saying thanks for listening to this edition of Money Life.